Welcome to the Empowered Equestrian Podcast. This is the companion podcast to the Empowered Equestrian blog, which is a miscellany of nutrition, mindset, fitness, homesteading, the pursuit of knowledge, and horses. I'm your host, Lizanne Roy. I am a certified Western riding instructor, homesteader, and blogger. I am an ever-evolving, eclectic mess of a woman, driven by a passion to help people find their particular brand of crazy, whatever that happens to be. Pull up a chair and let's chat about a little bit of everything. Welcome to episode 2. Today we're talking about fear, but not how to overcome it. I'm of the belief that emotions should be felt, not controlled, not managed, and not stifled, but felt, embraced and held in a compassionate space, whether they be good or bad. The ugly, petty jealousy, that's you, or me, or the guy sitting across from you on the bus. That red-hot, irrational hatred you have for fill-in-the-blank here, that's you too. The crazy, overbearing anxiety, you see where I'm going with this right now, hun. It's all a part of us. If we deny, stifle, or squelch them, we are doing the same to ourselves. We are denying an essential part of who we are. Now, there's a big difference between letting the feeling of rage wash over you and going on a killing spree, agreed? Okay, cool. I am not suggesting that we let ourselves be overwhelmed by our emotions, let them control our actions, or just deal with the aftermath later. That would not be any good for anyone. I am suggesting we feel them. It's the happy medium, which we as a race tend to ignore. We like extremes. It makes us feel like if we make a drastic change, that we will get drastic results. But if you have ever done any kind of big renovations in your house, you know shit don't look too great when you tear it all down. In fact, it looks way worse for a long time before you see any change. If you changed a light switch cover, however, suddenly you're living in the Taj Mahal and you see colors are more vivid, the birds are singing, and a unicorn walks past your window and gives you a wink. Small incremental changes give big results, but they require a lot of patience and a lot of trust. I think a big reason why we don't want to make small changes is because we are afraid. And somehow making a big change sometimes seems less scary if we do it in kind of an impulsive, rip off the band-aid kind of way. Fear is paralyzing. More often than not, you hear people talk about flight or fight. But in modern world, generally we lean towards the inaction side of things to soothe our fears. We can ignore the fear if we in turn ignore the reason that it exists. But if we made some small shifts while embracing that fear, we may be surprised by the outcome. That is where the title of this episode comes in. Feel the fear and do it anyway. I say this a lot to my horseback riding students during their lessons. Fear is an inherent part of working with horses. Unless you are really diluted, you cannot deny that we are working with animals that can easily cause us serious injury. It's always in the back of your mind, even more so as you become more experienced. We have close calls, have injuries, or know people who have had injuries. You can see it in social media, and you can hear all kinds of horror stories from friends. Fear is always there. But as my dad always told us growing up, that fear and anxiety is there to prepare you for what you're about to do. So when my students are really fearful, I recite this quote to them from Nelson Mandela. Courage is not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The first time I used this was with a little girl who has been struggling for years with fear. Not just with the horses, but basically everything. I know a little about her home life, and it is understandable that she's uncertain of herself. Some weeks she is great, and others I need to recite the quote again. I can see in her eyes and the way she holds herself, it helps her a lot. She still has difficulty, but she braves on and never gives up. I have had to recite those words to myself on many occasions as well. The most recent having been starting this podcast. Although not a life-threatening endeavor, it could be life-changing. And often that can be just as fear-inducing as seeing Jason Voorhees in the alley you just passed. trying new things and taking chances, even ones that have few consequences, can be hard to take on when we care about them, because the stakes are high when we put our heart and soul into an endeavor. The key here is to throw yourself through the open doors, put all of yourself into whatever you're trying to do, but don't rely on the outcome to dictate whether or not you're a good person. You're a good person because of the actions you take and how you treat yourself and others, not whether or not your business venture panned out. Trial and error, trying new things and maybe failing at them, is all a key part of life. If you avoid it, hide away, and only try things that feel safe and that have guaranteed outcomes, you will be missing a huge part of the human experience. The spice that can transform an otherwise fairly bland experience into a culinary masterpiece. But how do we stop feeling afraid? How can we overcome the fear in order to feel comfortable putting our ideas into motion and sharing them with the world? That, love, is the big question. The one so many blog posts, books, podcasts, and seminars are dedicated to: overcoming fear. But that is not what this episode is about. This episode is about feeling the fear in all its preparatory glory, taking action, and getting shit done in spite of it. Now, if you are still listening, maybe you are thinking, how the hell to do this? That question, unfortunately, doesn't really have an answer, at least not a specific one. Because learning to feel your fear and embrace it is a completely personal journey. It's completely different for each and every person. Everyone experiences fear differently, to different degrees, and for different reasons. So that makes how to deal with it completely unique to each and every one of us. The best place anyone can start is doing something that feels a little scary and a lot exciting. If it scares you just a little, then it is more approachable and less intimidating. That is the tactic I have taken with the little girl I mentioned earlier. She is terrified of loping in her riding lessons, so I have broken the process down into more approachable pieces. Depending on whether it's a good day or a bad day for her anxiety, I will get her to either work on just extended trotting, do a little bit of faster than normal speeds, then maybe we do one or two strides of loping on the lunge line while she holds the saddle horn. Or if it's a bad day, I get her to revise basic exercises that we have been doing since the very first few lessons, exercises that require little speed but a lot of concentration so she doesn't have too much time to obsess about her fear. Exercises like serpentines and figure eights and transitions. This approach helped her excel, and although she still has a lot more difficulty than most, she is advancing in every lesson and enjoys her lessons a lot. I am pretty sure that there are many instructors out there that would have said riding is maybe just not for her. And maybe she won't end up being a pro trainer anytime soon, but I think riding may be her saving grace. She has this kind of anxiety in her daily life as well, and having this little shot of feeling her fear each week helps her realize that she doesn't have to be a slave to the fear. She can feel it and embrace it and do whatever is scaring her despite it. That is an incredibly valuable tool in anyone's life, no matter what they plan to do with it. And I find it is a great honor for me to be able to help her realize her power. So, what I have done over the years to embrace my fear is dream big as my imagination allows. Think about the journey I want to be on and where it's going to lead me. I do not, however, think about the end game, because the end game is the same for all of us. We die. What we really need to think about is the journey, the experiences, and the growth we will have up until the end game. Once I have concocted my crazy big dream, then I think about what the scary parts are. If I start my own business and it fails, does that mean I failed as a person? Nope, I tell myself. It just means that idea didn't work, and we will reevaluate and try another approach. Once I have doused the fears a little bit with logic, then I try to come up with some small, actionable steps to align myself with the path I want to be on. Could be something minuscule, like paying $15 for a domain name. Spoiler alert, that is what I did when I was thinking about starting the podcast. One thing you definitely do not want to do is think too many steps ahead. Do that once, make a plan, then put the plan in a drawer until the next time you need to reevaluate it. Do not think about every one of the million steps you will need to take and how long they will all take. Think about one thing at a time and push through fear little by little, feeling it and holding it in a compassionate space and treating it with respect every step of the way. Another little pro tip from my dad: do not, under any circumstances, think about fear-inducing things in your life after dark. It's like getting the gremlins wet. You will just spiral down into a deep, dark place until you feel that nothing could possibly be done to fix it, and everything is terrible, and you suck. This is coming from personal experience here. Get up at first light. Let your ideas and mood be fed by the nourishing rays of the sun, because that is the only place they can grow. Thanks for listening. I hope this podcast is going to be a way to help myself and others live rich, multifaceted lives. Lives that have intricate webs of passions, hobbies, dreams, and pursuits that all play into one another, make each other stronger, and build strong, empowered individuals. I am the Empowered Equestrian. Who are you? Thank you for listening to the Empowered Equestrian podcast. If you liked the show, please subscribe, and I would love if you left a review and let me know what you thought about it. You can also find me on Instagram and Facebook under @TheEmpoweredEquestrian, and you can also visit my blog at TheEmpoweredEquestrian.ca. Bye for now.